Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, Jesus asks a question that perhaps at first glance and on the surface seems odd. Do you want to be made well? We saw this about 2 weeks ago in Quinquagesima when he asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" In both instances, of course, it's not that Jesus doesn't know what the man desires. It's not that Jesus doesn't know what the man needs. But as it was for Bartimaeus, so it is for the man at the pool of Bethesda. When he asks, "Do you want to be made well?" there is in wholeness, there is in soundness of body and of healing, at least the kind of healing that Jesus brings, there is the question of, are you able to discern and to understand the Word of God? This is why on the Sabbath, then, Jesus tells the man, "Take up your mat and go." And the Pharisees and the chief priests say, wait a minute, it's the Sabbath. You're breaking the law. But that's Jesus' point. Whose law? Certainly not God's. God did not forbid a man to take up his mat and walk home if he should be made well. Because Jesus says, the Sabbath is made for man. The Sabbath is made to serve man. The Sabbath's purpose is to give man a day of rest and to point him and to orient him and to focus him on the rest which God gives and grants by his Messiah. The Pharisees, of course, turn that around. And with their emphasis on holy and righteous living, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but with their emphasis, overemphasis, and wrong emphasis on such, they built a hedge of about 613 man-made traditions and laws around God's 10. And over time, that hedge of 613, meant to give you some protection, well, you might break one or two of these, but at least it keeps you from breaking one of the divine 10. Over time, those 613 began to be interpreted and understood and enforced with the same kind of strictness as though they had come from God himself. So when Jesus asks him, "Are you able to discern the word of God?" he is telling the man that he must turn his back on works righteousness. He must turn his back on the Pharisees and on their traditions and on their understanding of the Sabbath, and rather that he must find true rest. He must find true contentment, not in the things that he has done, not in the ability or lack thereof to climb into the pool, or this is one of those great Greek verbs, "I have no one to help me into the pool. I have no one to set me into the pool," our translations say. But the Greek literally says, "I have no one to throw me in." He has no one to throw him in. And so he's laid there for a long time, maybe the full 38 years, trying to get there. But he's not strong enough. He's not rich enough to pay someone to be there with him constantly so that when the waters might be troubled, he might be thrown in. And so what is troubled, in fact, is his heart, is his soul. As the devil uses this as opportunity to tell him, look, in fact, God is mean. God is capricious. God is holding out on you. Because if God really loved you, he would make it so that it would be more than one person at a time. He would let you get closer. He would send somebody to help you, a family member, a compassionate passerby, somebody. But instead, you've laid here for all this time with nobody to help you. And so you remain unable to help yourself. It is interesting to note that in Ezekiel tells us, but the Lord God tells us through the prophet, that there is a promise to the law. Do it, Do it perfectly, and you will live. And here is the man at the pool of Bethesda, with its five porticos, reminiscent of the five books of Moses. And he's unable to do it. And so he lies there, sick, unwell, more than likely crippled, until the Lord Jesus comes and tells him simply to pick up his bed and go home. He doesn't need to be thrown into the pool. His heart does not need to be troubled any longer. And he's healed, he's made well, he's made whole. Not by anything that he's done. He's not strong enough, he's not wealthy enough to pay for this. But this is simply according to the grace and mercy of Jesus. Jesus comes up to him from out of the blue and tells him to stand up, to pick up this mat, which he doesn't need anymore, and to go home. Don't worry about the commandments and traditions of the Pharisees, for I have come to bring you true rest. I have come to bring you the gifts of God. I have come to make you whole in body and in soul by the forgiveness of your sins. And as it was for Bartimaeus on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem, as it was for this man at the pool of Bethesda, so it is for us now. There is no need for our hearts to be troubled. There is no need for us to be concerned with, am I doing enough? Have I done enough? How do I know that God is pleased with me? Look there and see his son hanging on the cross. And there is the answer. If you want to know if God is pleased with you, look to his son on the cross. And there is your answer. God is pleased with you. For Jesus has done the work. Jesus has borne your sins. Jesus has borne your iniquities, your weaknesses, your illnesses. All those things that make you weak and infirm, not just in body, but in soul. And he has paid their penalty upon the cross to bring you wholeness and soundness of flesh and soul, that you may hear the word of God and rejoice in the comfort and the healing that he brings thereby. That you may see and hear words joined to water, and know that it is in fact a heavenly washing away of sin and a lavish pouring out of the Holy Spirit and a being joined to Christ and being covered in his righteousness. That you may look at bread and wine and taste the body and blood of Christ, the same body and blood of Christ given and shed upon the cross, now placed into your mouth for the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your body and soul, and for the guarantee of your own resurrection. By your own reason and logic, by your own strength, you cannot discern these things. You won't. We don't have the mental capacity. We are too fallen. We are too corrupt. Remember what we learned in the third article of the Creed, in the Catechism. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. He has come to me when I cannot come to him. And so it is that this man, when he doesn't know exactly who it was who healed him, he doesn't go seeking Jesus, but rather Jesus goes and he finds him and makes himself known to him, as he does for us. No matter what it is that weighs you down, no matter what it is that troubles you, no matter what it is that causes you anxiety and sleepless nights, or whatever else it may be, it is Jesus who comes to you in his word and holy sacraments, who reveals himself to you and makes himself known, that your heart may not be troubled, that you may have peace, that you may have God's divine Sabbath rest in his Son, who has borne your sins to the cross, and who will raise you up from death even as he himself is risen. Do you want to be made well? Yes, Lord. For the forgiveness of sins, one through the shedding of your blood and the piercing of your body upon the holy cross. For I am too weak. I am too poor. I cannot do anything else. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And thanks be to God, he does. In Jesus' name, amen.